Welcome to what I hope will be a rather in-depth podcast on iTunes Match. A lot of people have probably seen iTunes Match and have wondered, well, what is it? Why do I need it? Or do I need it? And so let me throw a couple scenarios at you. First, are you somebody that has a couple different computers? Maybe has most of the same music on each computer in each iTunes library, but some things are different or missing or whatever. Well, iTunes Match will help you consolidate your libraries. It's fantastic for that. It will do that really well. So perfect for you. Are you somebody like me? This is me perfectly, who has a really large collection of music, somewhere in the 80 to 90 gigabyte range, but only has a 64 gig iPhone. In fact, you might even have a smaller one. You might have a 16, and there's no way that you're going to put all 90 gigs of music on that phone. Well, iTunes Match is for you. Are you somebody that ripped all your CDs about 10 years ago and used a really crappy MP3 encoder and, you know, maybe ripped at 128 because that's what everyone was doing at the time, and your music just doesn't sound as good as it should? Well, iTunes Match will download fresh copies of all the songs that you put into it so long as they are in the iTunes library. So iTunes Match is also for you. The only people iTunes Match is not for are those that have over 25,000 MP3s. iTunes Match will only index 25,000 songs. Anything over that, I'm sorry, it just won't do it. So that's iTunes Match, and that's what it does. And, well, that's what it is. And I want to show you what it does and why I really think it's fantastic. So I have, I'm using JAWS 13, and you will hear JAWS throughout this. I will also use the iPhone to demonstrate the mobile aspect of it. So let me go into iTunes.
iTunes, sources tree, view music, 107.
And I am on the sources tree, and there's my music. Now I have
music list,
two songs.
White Nights, time 3:46.
In here. I have White Nights.
White Nights, time 3:46. Oland, album.
By Oland.
It's so cold in the D, explicit, time 4 o'clock, T-Baby album.
And then I have It's So Cold in the D. And those are the only two songs I have locally right now. That's it. That's all I have. And, you know, I have it set up that way on purpose. Now, I want to step back and show you something that you probably know about. And people on Mac, this is pretty similar for you, too. If I press Control J,
view options dialog.
I have a view options dialog, and I can check
okay.
Which
music list, view
ones
view options.
I want.
Okay, but
cancel, but which ones I want to show in my list.
Album checkbox checked.
Album.
Album artist checkbox not
album
checked.
Album artist.
Album rating checkbox
album
not checked.
Album rating.
Artist checkbox checked.
As you see these go down.
Beats per minute checkbox not checked. Bitrate checkbox not checked. Category checkbox not
obviously
checked.
I'm not going to explain all of them.
Comments. Composer. Date added. Date modified.
But this number,
episode,
here's the
episode
ones
number, checkbox,
that I'm really excited about.
Genre. Grouping check. Kind check. Last played. Last skipped. Plays check. Purchase date. Rating check. Release
they're
date. Sample
here.
Rate. Season. Show checkbox. Size check. Skips check. Sort album. Sort album. Sort artist. Sort composer checkbox. Sort name. Sort show. Time checkbox. Track number. Ear checkbox. Okay button.
No, they're not.
Music list view.
But they will be.
View options. View music.
Okay, so I can't show you those yet. When we enable iTunes Match, we will actually be able to enable two boxes to show us the status of the song and whether the song has been downloaded or not. And those are fantastic to have. I believe on the Mac it is Option J, Control J, Command J, one of those. So let's fire up iTunes Match. Like I said, we have
White
two
night,
songs. I have this.
It's so cold in the D.
And I have that. That's it. That's all I have. So we're going to go down.
Search music edit. Sources tree.
To our iTunes Match portion
iTunes
of
store.
The
purchased.
iTunes Store.
iTunes Store. Radio.
It should be in here somewhere. If you don't see it,
iTunes Store.
You can also.
iTunes. Radio. Tones. Apps.
Because I thought it was in here.
TV shows. 90s. Purchased.
You can also go to the.
Menu.
Store
control.
Menu.
Reload. Search. Turn on Genius. Turn on iTunes Match.
There it is. And click Turn on iTunes Match. That's another way to do it. And I guess I'll just
leave
do that.
Menus.
So we're going to turn on iTunes Match.
PC
let
cursor.
iTunes do its thing.
Terms of service. Heading
and
level.
I have this page here that...
Add this computer to iCloud to share this music with your other iCloud devices. You will also get access to your music in iCloud from this computer. Blank.
Okay, so this is telling us, hey, we're going to add your computer to iCloud. And whatever songs you have on your computer are going to be uploaded... tagged, you know, we're going to match them up, see what you got. Since I only have two songs in here, it'll go really quickly.
Graphic description, iTunes Match,
since they're both things that I bought, hey,
blank.
It knows.
No thanks button. Add this computer
yes,
button.
I want to add, so I'm going to click that
sign
button.
Add.
And
record sound one.
iTunes has this weird thing going on
iTunes password.
Where I will lose focus sometimes
circle
when I'm in like a dialogue that iTunes pops up. So I don't know what's up with that. Not going to stress it. Okay, so I've just entered my password.
Blank. You can continue using iTunes while iTunes matches in progress. Blank. Stop button. Blank. You can also access your music in iCloud from your other computers by choosing turn on iTunes match from the store menu within iTunes. Blank. iCloud requires iOS 5 on your iPhone, iPad, or...
So we'll get into that.
iTunes. The blank heading
so level. Now...
Sources preview iTunes. Music iCloud.
Now, instead of having a music thing that's just the music, I have music iCloud.
Music listening.
And in here,
all that you
I have
iCloud download, time free,
everything. And so I'm going to check the box for...
View option, album, art, genre, group, iCloud, iCloud download, checkbox checked.
I have iCloud download.
iCloud
what
status,
I want
checkbox,
is the iCloud
check.
Status.
Music.
Okay. Now, this is what I like about iCloud. I can see what has been purchased, what has been uploaded, and what has been matched. And there, you have three. Well, you have four, actually. Okay. So, uploaded are things that iTunes just couldn't find. For example, I had a version of Thunderkiss 65 by Rob Zombie, well, White Zombie, and it did not have, it had the voice intro, and so it was a different version of the song, and so obviously iTunes couldn't match it, and so it uploaded it. So that's, you know, uploaded stuff it just can't find, or maybe you have a really obscure artist that never got into the iTunes store. I can think of a few of those. Then you have matched, and matched means, hey, you didn't buy the song, but you did put the song in your library, and we do have it, so we'll match it. And a great example of that was I had a song by OK Go called You're So Damn Hot, and the version that I had had a lot of artifacts and didn't really sound good. I mean, it was a decent version of the song, but iTunes matched it up with a much better version, so I had that going on too. Then we have stuff that you've purchased. Obviously, you've purchased it. You bought it from the store. This whole Ace of Base album, yes, I bought it. Leave me alone.
All that she wants. iCloud download. iCloud status purchased. Time 3:32.
So, as you can see, you know, that's purchased. The final one, and you might see it now and then, is ineligible. And that usually happens when the song is below 44.1 kilohertz and is usually below 128K. If this sounds like it's Greek to you, that's fine. Don't stress it. You will probably not really see that happen. I've had a couple songs that were just really poor quality, and iTunes didn't want to deal with them. So that is, in a nutshell, you know, what makes it so good. Now, I have... we can check the status bar here.
78,12,18 items, 5.6 days, 9.62 GBGBMB.
That didn't read right.
78,12,000.
78,12,000? You might want to try that again. I don't think I have 78,12,000. So I got at least a couple thousand songs in here. And what's really nice is I can pick any song. So let's pick, here's some AFI.
Girls Not Gray.
Here's Girls Not Gray. So this isn't on my computer. This is from iCloud. And I can hit enter to listen, or, you know, you can bring up the
context menu. Play Girls Not Gray.
You have play.
Download.
Start Genius.
Get info.
All that stuff.
Leaving.
All right, so I'm going to play.
Girls
so hit enter. And there we go. There's my song. I'm listening to it right now. You know, it's streaming it from the server. So I don't have to worry about, oh, crap, you know, this is on this machine. It's taking up space. But if it's a song that I like Girls Not Gray is a song that I like,
context
I can right-click.
Download.
And download.
Leaving.
And there we go.
Miss Murder, play targeted. Girls Not Gray, iCloud status matched. Time free 10. Off the album, sing the song.
And I got to wait, you know. You usually get the ding.
Play targeted. Girls Not Gray, iCloud status matched. Time free 10.
No, it still didn't download. Sometimes it's slow, and actually I think sometimes this doesn't always update the statuses correctly. But
Miss Murder, iCloud download, iCloud status purchased. Play targeted. Girls Not Gray.
Oh, you know why? Because I have downloaded it, so it's not going to show that. Okay, I'm dumb. Sorry. So yeah, it won't show that in that section. So, okay. So, you know, that's great and that's cool. But here's where this really shines. And like, you know, we're going to go back to the concept of, hey, I've got this phone here. Let's pretend it's 16 gigs. Okay. So like I said, we're going to pretend 16 gig phone. I've got the phone unlocked. I am in
volume limit.
The music portion
settings back button
of the settings for the phone.
Music.
And
heading.
Before I do that, let me show you. I'm going to go
music
into my music. And I took the time to erase everything. And I, you know, cleared it out. And
social folder. 80 music.
Wow, didn't even want to load music. There you go. All right. There's my music.
Artists. Heading. Search. John Mayer. Playlists. Select.
So the only
artists.
Thing that I have in here.
Songs. Select playlist. John Mayer.
Is John Mayer.
13. Who says? Video. Shuffle.
Oh, and it's because it's the music video, I think.
14.
Yes, that's exactly why.
Playlists. Tab. John Mayer.
Those didn't erase. So I've got some videos, but that's it. I mean, that's all I've got on here. I have two videos.
Settings.
That's all
music.
I've got.
Settings.
Well, that seems a little ridiculous, doesn't it?
Settings.
So we can link the phone up with iCloud.
Music. Heading. iTunes Match. Off.
And we're going to turn on
Double
iTunes Match.
Top. Alert. iTunes Match will replace the music library on this device.
Okay.
Enable. Cancel.
And we're
going to
click Enable.
Button. Music. iTunes Match. On.
And now iTunes Match is on. And when I go in my music, I will see everything that has been added to this library.
Show all music on.
And now what's cool is you have a show all music toggle. And let's say you're on an airplane or something and you only want to see what's on the phone. You can turn that off and it will only show the music that is actually on the physical device.
All music that has been downloaded or that is stored in iCloud will be shown.
And it tells us that.
Shake to shuffle.
And then we have all the shake to shuffle stuff. We don't need that.
Music.
Okay. So I'm going to play a song. And it works a little differently here than
music.
It does on
artists.
Windows.
Store.
Or
acoustics.
On your computer. So I'm going to play.
Ace of Base. Adam Sandler. Adele.
Some Adele. And we're going to play Rolling in the Deep. Now, when you play a song, the phone will automatically download the song. There is no streaming, only downloading. And one thing to really be aware of is right now iTunes Match does not warn you if, let's say, you download your entire Beatles catalog that you're downloading over a gig of stuff. So it is very easy to eat your data plan. If you're on Wi-Fi, that's great. Try and, you know, do this stuff on Wi-Fi, but
selected artist playlists cloud download.
So
button.
I'm going to download Rolling in the Deep.
Cloud download.
So I've hit cloud download on that.
Cloud download.
And let's see here.
Download progress 27.
So it's going, but rolling. I can start listening to it right now. So
rolling
I can
in
just
the deep. Three.
Hit play. There it is.
There's a fire starting in my heart.
So there's Adele. Okay. And you can do this with artists. You can do this with albums. Let's say, in most cases, this seems to work for me.
Back
you don't have to click download first.
Artist.
So I
back
will
button.
Go with
Adele and AFI.
Who we got? Listen here.
Alex Arjun. Alexander. Allison Krauss and Union State. Alistair Lynn, the All-American Reject.
You guys are learning a lot about me and my musical taste.
The Allman Brothers, Ollie and AJ, Amy Winehouse, Anne Berlin.
All right, let's do some.
Andrew Allen, Andrew Cole, Andrew W., Andrew W., awesome. Anna Nalick, The Apples in Stereo.
Why is this so hard? I just have to pick a song.
Arturo Sandoval, Advance.
Okay, some Arturo. Okay, here we go. So, I don't have to wait for the song to download. I can just hit, like, I only have one song by him.
One, Tanga.
And so I'll double tap. And it's going to start the download. And once it gets far enough into the download, it should play. There it goes. And so now I've got some music. And what's fantastic is I have access to this huge library of music that I have. And I'm only using maybe 20 megs right now because I downloaded two songs. And this really shines, like, if you got multiple machines that you're working with, and for whatever reason you want to consolidate everything. It doesn't do audiobooks. It doesn't do music videos. It's strictly music. And it's $25 a year. And it's not a bad deal. I mean, for what you get, it's pretty good. Like I said, you have 25,000 song limit. Some people will go over that. I'm still at like the 2,000 range. So, I mean, you know, take it or leave it. But I do like the fact that a really nice thing is if you upload something, it doesn't go against your limit. You have a 5 gig iCloud limit for backups and stuff and contacts. It doesn't go against that limit, which is really nice. So that was one thing I was concerned about. I'm like, oh, if I upload a bunch of music, will I have to buy more storage? And the answer is no. That's included in your $25. I hope that doesn't change because it's nice. But I mean, that's really iTunes Match in a nutshell. It's nice. It's cool. It's sleek, and it's a great way to get your music and bring it with you wherever you go. And it truly, makes iCloud a cloud, because I really felt when iCloud started that it was just, a really easy way to just, okay, I'll just pass my music through and that's it. Now, another really cool thing we can do, and I really need to find a song that I can use. Okay. Let me see. Here is what we'll do.
Edit.
Okay.
Title is Sony Sound.
So.
Enable audio input monitoring. iTunes.
There's SoundForge. Hey, SoundForge, how's it going? I'm going to add a Beatles song. I actually don't have any Beatles in my iTunes library. I'm going to show you another thing about iTunes. iTunes Match.
Play targeted.
And I don't want to forget this.
At the library. Blank.
Okay, so let's go find
back colon.
My Beatles.
Explorer page.
Stuff here.
XTM. Collect. Shell Cajun and Zdeco. Beatles collect.
There, my Beatles.
Zero. 13. 11 Yellow Sub. 12 Abbey Road.
My Shell. Favorite Beatles
Blank.
Album.
Beatles Abbey Road 03 Max.
And here we go. Maxwell Silverhammer. My favorite. One of my favorite Beatles songs. So
play targeted.
I have added this to my iTunes library on my computer. Now I need to go in and find it.
The water, Russell.
Where is it?
Maxwell Silverhammer.
Maxwell Silverhammer.
Context, add to iCloud.
I'm going to add to iCloud. And this will just take a minute. It's just going to look at the song.
Maxwell Silverhammer. iCloud need upload. iCloud status waiting time.
And as you see, the download
Maxwell
status
Silverhammer. iCloud status matched time.
Okay, it matched it. So now, without having to plug in my phone or sync
back,
my phone,
Arturo Sandoval,
none of that stuff,
one artists, back
I can.
Andrew W. Table Index A. B. Barn Brack. Beat Beck. Ben Harper. Ben Quell. Ben Beck. Beat Connection. Barn Brack.
I should.
Beck. Beat Connection.
You may have to.
Rose 28 to 35
let me
595.
Refresh home. This because music. It didn't refresh the list. But what you're supposed to be able to do.
Music. Avant.
And actually, I think I can now. There we go.
D. C. B. Barn Brack. Beat Connect Beck. Ben Beck. Beat Connection.
Okay, it didn't. So let me.
Playlist.
Just tap artists down here.
One, selected. Songs. 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 So, selected. Artists. Selected.
Okay, well,
artists.
I think that'll refresh it.
Ben Folds 5. Ben Harper. Ben Quell. Ben Beck. Beat Connection. Barn Brack.
No, it did not. Unless it's. I hope it's not under T. That would suck if it put everything.
Table C D E F G A I J K L N N O P Q R S T. Tegan and Telekine. Ten test. See, they might be three. Toby,
no.
Todd, John,
okay, so for whatever reason.
Playlists tab.
I thought there was like a refresh, and I might
song,
try like
artists,
a pull
tab.
Down to shuffle or pull the refresh.
M L K J I H G F E D C B. Barn Brack. Beat Connection. Beck. Beat Barn Brack.
My Beatles are still not there.
Store button. Now play all albums. Capital A. Heading Ace of Base. Rows 1 to 7 of 509. Rows 1 to 7.
Oh, you can't pull down to refresh.
Maxwell Silverhammer iCloud status matched time 3:27 Beatles album Abbey Road.
I mean, there it is. It's in, and I did add it to iCloud. So, I mean, you should.
Table index, C, B, Beck, Ben Folt, Beck, Beat Connection, Barn Brack.
You should see it. And I don't know why it's not showing up. Yeah, it's funny. This worked for me earlier. And music. So when I want to test it.
Music. Barlow Girl, Barn Brack, Beat Connect, Beck.
Of course, it doesn't work. Let's try adding one more song.
Add the library. Add
Beatles.
The Explore.
Oh.
Beatles.
There it is. It just took a few minutes to sync. Okay. So yeah, sometimes it's going to take a minute, but there's the Beatles. There's Maxwell
Three.
Silverhammer.
Maxwell. Cloud download. Cloud
I'll just click cloud download. I'm just in the habit of doing that.
Three. Maxwell Silverhammer.
And there you go. So iTunes Match might take a couple minutes to sync to all the devices, but I, without having to plug in my phone, without having to sync to iTunes, I just added the song and I just grabbed it off the phone. So I would say that's pretty nice. So that's iTunes Match in a nutshell. Of course, as always, if I miss something, please let me know. I am on Twitter at Liam Irvin. That's LIAMERVEN. And, you know, let me know what I've missed or what I got wrong. And, you know, maybe we'll do another podcast on this stuff. But for now, this has been iTunes Match. Thank you for listening.